Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
I worked in a hospital in the military for 7.5 years, active duty. This is not a pandemic. When you're in a, you know, every death is horrible. But if you got, you know, 20 million people tested and you got 200 some thousand deaths, that's not a pandemic.
So
now we had 20. If we had like, you know, 8 million deaths. Okay, now we're talking about something. But going forward,
why are you doing this to me, man?
I know. I got to put it out there. I'm
in a spot where I don't agree with anything that you said.
Okay, that's fine.
But
that's
people don't want me to talk about it, so I can't. So what we're doing from the sport, what we've said we're gonna do with the sports angle is whatever you think about COVID, and I know we're all fatigued with it. I can't believe it's October.
Right.
But these leagues are taking it a certain way.
They are.
When we talk about COVID, we talk about it under that umbrella. We're not talking about
everything
you basically just talked about.
Yeah, I get that, but everyone knows that when you get change of seasons, your pores are open and closed. If you're not properly dressed,
it's Badgers.
That can happen.
Oh, I can't talk about COVID.
Okay.
Like this.
I'm gonna say Graham Mertz. I like him. I've been liking him. And then for this just to happen all of a sudden, I don't know. It just seems suspicious to me.
Are you saying that Nebraska gave Graham Mertz COVID?
No. I'm not saying Nebraska. I'm gonna say, I think he won the quarterback job last year, but they made promises. Bart, I'm going to say this. You don't bring in the second-best quarterback in a class, pro-style quarterback, and he's not getting no time. That just don't make any sense to me. But in Wisconsin sports, that's the type of stuff we do. We do. We do it on our pro teams every time. You know, you don't, and then if you do that and you continue that person might leave. So I just think the performance we saw, you're going to see a lot more of it. And you just get some player to put around him. Hey, we can make a run at this. You got to get some. If you get a talented guy, you got to recruit some talent. Simple. What's so hard about that? Same with the Packers. You're bringing someone in. They're getting a lot of pressure. They know they need somebody. I mean, Ryan and I talk about this all the time. I talk about it on the big show.
Are you excited for Seth Roberts?
It's so hard.
Are you excited for new addition Seth Roberts at wide receiver, Ram?
Well, I mean, I've heard of him. I think that's
kind of how we all break it.
Look. You know the Packers are always trying to do stuff for cheap.
Right.
Ryan, why don't they just go out and just get a guy?
I don't know. I've been saying
what's wrong with Wisconsin?
I've been saying that since Brett Favre was calling for Randy Moss.
Hey, I'm going to tell you what the problem with the Packers is. They should have hired Elliott Wolf. Why wouldn't you hire the son of the his father who turned the organization around? And you're going with some guy we never even heard of.
Ram, how about this? We need to meet with mask on at the Metro Market bar and talk about this COVID thing off the air.
Get me in the inbox.
I'll see you later, bud.
All right.
Ram. Ram has a lot of support and not support on Twitter right now. So I figured that would come up. But what do you do? Your quarterback's got COVID. And then your next quarterback is COVID.
There's a lot to unpack there. Does COVID just stay in the quarterback room? I mean, who else is affected? Is anybody in the Illini squad? Are they affected? I don't know the answers to these things. I'm just, you know.
We got a bunch of people on the line now that want to talk about mask and the mandate. Guys, that we're not doing this. We're a sports show. Okay? But thanks for calling. If you want to hang on and talk about Seth Roberts, feel free. We could do that all day.
Yeah, and where are you guys? If there is a Badgers game, where are you watching it?
Sports radio, Bart
Winkler. Are we talking about sports? The sports, the sports, the sports, the sports, the sports, and sports. We stick to the sports, not talking about stuff. Only the sports.
I'll go meet Ram for a drink, but he's buying after that.
I don't think Ram drinks, though.
Well, he can have a iced tea. I don't care. We're going to be in a grocery store drinking. He literally can have anything he wants.
Those are so dangerous. I used to go with my wife. It's funny that we bring that up. And she would do the shopping, and I would do the drinking. And they had, like, $2 happy hours, too.
Yeah, grocery store bars are like
where it's at. But then the problem
it's
is
like
I
going back to college.
I get hammered and I buy like every single flavor of cereal possible. You know, like back in the day, I had buddies that used to, I think they used to eat the brownies, the funny brownies. And I'd say, guys, never go to the grocery store after eating those because you come back and you buy everything and we're not going to eat half this stuff. It's kind of the same way I do with the drinking.
Your wife's like, I asked you to go get bread. You came back with 10 boxes of Booberry.
Yeah. You had to take an Uber home from the grocery store. Why? Well, you know, $2 Red Bull Vodkas.
Yeah, what am I supposed to do? Not take advantage of that deal?
I had some Red Bull Vodkas this weekend with the vodka that you bought me. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
And my wife caught me, and I was in some big, big trouble this weekend. Yeah. Got hammered. Yeah. Probably shouldn't say that on the air, but I did. I had a few too many. Had a few Chardonnays, what of it? Anyway, masks, 414-799-12. I'm kidding.
Well, the Badgers, we are talking about the Badgers, and they are going to be in a bit of trouble. It may be Danny Vandenboom that plays against Nebraska. And if it's him at quarterback, I don't know if that's going to be good or bad. I know it's not going to be Graham Mertz. Graham Mertz is pretty awesome.
Yeah, he threw one incomplete pass.
We just got to make sure this game gets played. Right now it's scheduled for 2:30 on FS1 Saturday. We will see. John's in Franklin. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
What up?
Wow, some big time stuff, some big time sack shown by Ram, throwing that out there.
Hey.
I'm leaning more to his side. I don't think it's a complete hoax. I think the truth lies somewhere in the middle.
Well, I don't want to talk about it though.
Yeah, the problem is though, Barty, and contrary to some opinion, I don't give a crap who's running the country. This thing ain't going away anytime soon. This is going to be our reality, unfortunately, for quite a while yet. This thing going on with the Badgers is just stunning. It's like, really? You know, just kind of compounding on what I said yesterday. It's like every time you know, Wisconsin sports, you get a little momentum going, it seems like something cuts your legs out from under you, which is unfortunate, but they... You know, everybody's going to be, you know, just about everybody's going to be dealing with it on some level. So we're just going to all have to learn to adjust.
It's like, I want to be mad about, you know, like the Graham Mertz thing. Oh, no, it's another thing that happened to Wisconsin sports. But then we maybe shouldn't even be playing college football right now. So it's like, should I be mad? I don't know.
Well, Barty, you know, at some point as Americans, we all do have to live our lives. You know, we can't just hide in a hole, you know, because you know what I'm saying? It's like you got to strike a balance between using some common sense and trying to keep somewhat safe. But at the end of the day, if nobody did anything, what's the point of living, you know? But anyway, not trying to get off into that. I really wanted to talk about this receiver they picked up. I got this weird sleep pattern because I get up so early in the morning. So I wake up at like midnight and I see I don't think they even called it breaking news, but they said, you know, the Packers had picked up this receiver, and like a previous caller, I kind of heard of him, and I was like, geez, well, maybe, you know, I'm not a fantasy guy, so I'm not up on everybody, and you know, it's like, really? They picked this guy up? This is, like, even worse than the Funches, you know, bringing him in as the problem solver. You know, one of the highest drop ratio receivers. This guy is just nondescript. But, you know, what are we going to do as Packers fans? Well, you know, maybe LaFleur will find a way to use him. I don't doubt it. I mean, you could probably bring me in, and Rodgers would find, you know, some way, as long as I ran the right, you know, I was where I was supposed to be, even if I got the crap knocked out of me. You know, Rodgers might throw me a ball or two. But it's like going back to what I said about Ram. Lombardi Avenue. Let's get some balls. I mean, what are we doing? This is how we played the flipping draft where we got a fourth, sixth, and a seventh round receiver and none of them worked out. Yeah, and I said none of them. It's just taking more time with the other two. But it's just a mess. And here we go again. We're going to keep throwing crap against the wall to try to get something to stick. Make a flipping move. Show your team. You ask these guys to go out on the field and lay their bodies on the line for the Pack. And I'm not blowing it up. Your career can end on any play. Okay? And this is the leadership we're seeing from the Packers. It's disappointing. It's insulting. It's like, if you're going to make a move like that, then don't make any move. Because what you're saying is, oh, yeah, well, we were right about the draft and our guys, next man up, and what a bunch of crap. You know, the Bears finally lost a game like they were supposed to, but, you know, we won a lot of games last year where they were watching us and we were eking them out, so it goes back and forth. But we need some decisiveness, you know, and bringing in some guy and throwing him on the practice squad and hoping to get three catches for 21 yards out of him is not the solution. Save me the BS, man. Bring somebody in that's going to make a difference, or don't make any move at all.
Appreciate you, Johnny.
Thanks, guys.
John and Franklin, Ram on the north side. I like those guys. I like them. I would consider them friends. I've not met Ram in real life, but that'll change. I'm going to have a drink soon. I don't, no more calls mentioned. We can talk about COVID in terms of what it's doing to the sport and who's going to miss games, but we're not litigating what you think of it. I don't. First of all, I'm not allowed to be honest. I mean, people don't want to. I talked about wearing masks since March, but I did it with bad tone, so nobody likes me anymore. So I don't get it. But I don't. Let's talk about sports. See, I've steered this train, but I told you, you can jump behind the bar and talk about whatever you want. I guess I'm thrown off a bit. I'm not mature enough to not be thrown off. So I'm going to take a quick break. Please, just stick to sports. You've asked it of me. I'm begging it of you. I'm begging it of you on the fan.
Sports Flash right now.
Hey, good morning from the 1250 AM The Fan Sports Update Studio. I'm Ryan Horvath. First on The Fan, the Packers planning to sign wide receiver Seth Roberts after his release from the Carolina Panthers. Roberts released by the Panthers on Monday after catching just four balls for 31 yards in seven games played this season. He had gone without a catch in each of the team's last three games, wasn't even targeted on Sunday. Despite the fact that he played a season-high 19 snaps on offense, the Packers do intend to sign Roberts to their practice squad initially to get a start with the team. Josh Reynolds, Gerald Everett, they caught touchdown passes from Jared Goff last night as the Rams won a matchup between the Chicago Bears and the Rams, 24-10 on Monday Night Football. Goff threw for 219 yards. Malcolm Brown rushed for a score for the Rams. They're now 5-2 this season. Dodgers look to wrap up the World Series tonight at 7 p.m. in Game 6 against the Rays. They lead the series 3-2. The Rays will look to force a Game 7 by sending Blake Snell to the bump. Number 9, Wisconsin might be down to their fourth-string quarterback after Chase Wolf tested positive for COVID-19. Wolf, the Badgers' third stringer, was not at practice on Monday after testing positive for the virus. If he does test positive, as well as Graham Mertz, they'd have to sit for 21 days. Just as the San Francisco 49ers offense seemed to be rounding into form, they announced yesterday they could be without wide receiver Deebo Samuel and running back Jeff Wilson Jr., both who played major roles in Sunday's 33-6 win over the Patriots. They're both expected to miss extended periods of time. The update brought to you by Toro Snowblowers. For grizzly winters, you need a Toro Power Max snowblower. It's a beast on the snow. And if you act now, you get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max snowblowers. See your Toro retailer now and win winter with a Toro. We talk NFL football, some Badgers coming up on the Bar Winkler Morning Show.
Now, a green and gold update brought to you by Concordia University, Wisconsin Veteran Services Department. Learn how to use your military benefits at cuw.edu/veterans. In Green Bay, here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers begin installing the game plan tomorrow for the Vikings. After inside linebacker Christian Kirksey was placed on IR, rookie Chris Barnes stepped in. And on Sunday, Kamal Martin played, scoring 6 tackles in just 29 snaps in the win over the Texans. Now, Martin has not played in a game since last November when he suffered a knee injury in his senior year for the Minnesota Gophers.
It was just fun to get out there and play football again. You know, I haven't played football in a while after I got hurt last year. So it was just fun to get out there and fly around and just play ball again, know what I do and play how I play. So.
Kamal Martin and Chris Barnes both getting a lot of experience at inside linebacker, Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, no, I think it's great. You know, we're building depth at that position, which is critical. The linebackers are the quarterback of the defense. They need to know what's going on and be able to handle just whatever checks or maybe within the play calls or different formations that you're seeing. So their communication, it's awesome to see young players be able to step into that role and do a good job.
Best Packers coverage on 1250 AM, The Fan.
The Fan, Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath. Bears lose last night. World Series could conclude tonight. Packers have the Vikings on Sunday. Certainly a lot to discuss.
Yeah, how do you feel about all that now?
That's a great question, Ryan.
Can I start?
Yeah.
How do you feel about the Badgers now? How do you feel about your Badgers now?
I feel like, I don't know. I think that they could, win some games and hopefully not lose.
How do you feel about the Packers now?
I feel like they could, a real thing about the Packers.
Yeah.
I'm talking to a very specific audience now. I mean, so specific that I don't think my message is going to reach who it needs to. But I come on the internet.
What? Me too.
I log on to the internet, Ryan.
Yes, and I'm saying.
I go to Twitter, and I see, like, the first 8 tweets I saw when I opened it up yesterday afternoon was, why are Packer fans so negative? Why you gotta be so negative? Why is everybody ripping on the Pack? And I'm thinking, who's ripping on the Packers?
Right, yeah.
Who's ripping on the Packers? And then I see some of the tweets that cause people to be all upset. It's people saying, yeah, they're 5-1, but, you know, they beat 5 teams that they should have beat, and they lost to the one team that's good. So they still, you know, there's still some worries there. What's wrong with that? They're 5-1. That's good. They're first place in the NFC North now. That's good. They're on track to... You know, they're fighting for a top seed in the NFC. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. But I think with the Packers, and I look at this from the Bears' perspective last night because I was thinking about this watching the game.
Yeah.
They're 5-1 before the game. Now they're 5-2. But even when they were 5-1, nobody was doing, you know, jumping jacks and somersaults. They're 5-1. They're like, you got to do 2 things in the NFL, guys. You got to do 2 things. You got to win games. You got to win games or you're not in the conversation. You're not going to get into the playoffs if you don't win games. Duh. But as you're winning games, it's totally fair to evaluate when we get into the playoffs because of all these games we won, are we going to be good enough to win in the playoffs?
Yeah.
And somewhere along the line, and I think it's a lot because of social media and every opinion now, every opinion is broadcast.
I know what it is.
Nobody has an opinion that's not broadcast anymore.
Right.
So I think when people... after a game, say something that's not 100% G-force, and they say something like, man, this could have been better, or that could... Then I think the straw man argument builds, and suddenly I open Twitter, and everyone, you know, Packer fans are, like, finding reasons to fight with themselves.
Yeah. I mean, you bring up the Bears, like, the Bears last night at the time were 5-1, but they easily could have been 3-3. They realistically should have been 4-2. And you look at the Lions in the NFC North, man, the Lions have won 2 straight games and they're sitting there at 3-3. But realistically, they should be 4-2. If Swift doesn't drop that wide open ball in the end zone, like, that's how you got to look at the NFL, though. You know what I mean? There's dominant, very good teams like the Pittsburgh Steelers right now, like the Baltimore Ravens last year with their point differential. You know, like what Tampa Bay's look like in their last three. Then there's good teams, but they could easily, like, the record could be flipped. Like the Bears. I mean, they should have lost that game to Detroit, and Detroit should be a 4-2 football team. You get what I'm saying? Like, there was a couple instances where maybe Minnesota pulls away a couple of those. Like, the margin of error
the
is so
Seahawks
small.
Are, what, 5-1? They could have lost all of those games. They could have won all of those games.
They win every game. Like, since they broke up the Legion of Boom, the Seahawks have been the same team every year. And
every
that's
game's
why,
the same.
That's why I think Russell Wilson's so great. You know what I mean? But if you take Russell Wilson out of Seattle, that's a 3-win team, man, because they got to win in shootout fashion. They've given up more points and more yards. Like, the last team to do it was in 1950, the 1950 Browns or something
They've
like that.
They've allowed the most yards through 6 games in NFL history.
And, oh, so they surpassed even the 1950 Browns.
Not just the first 6 games.
Right.
Any string of 6 games ever.
Yet they got one loss.
They have allowed the most yards.
Yeah.
So if you're a Seahawks fan,
you should be doing
and
what
you're
doing.
Saying our defense is bad. Are other Seahawks fans looking at you and saying, yeah, but we're 5-1? No, you're not. No team's infallible. No team's perfect. This new thing where you can't, it's not even criticism. It's objective conversation. You can't even have objective conversation about your team. Otherwise, you're viewed as, you know, being a Chicken Little type of guy. Why are we doing that? Why is everybody it's like after a Packers win or loss, everybody's climbing the ladder and trying to see who can be the most diehard PR-friendly Packer fan. What do we do that for?
Well, and see, that's why I don't pay attention to social media a whole lot because, like, you know, I'll have a take. Like, I didn't
well,
love.
That's where I get my news.
Well, like, if I don't love the Jordan Love pick, I put my face and my name, and I'm on here every morning, 5 a.m. to 10 a.m., Monday through Friday. You know who I am, and this is my take. I don't like the pick. But I hate social media because then Jordan Love Nation could create this account right after the draft and say, oh, I'm bookmarking this man. I'm bookmarking this take, and if I'm wrong, he could bring it back up. But if I go to prove him wrong and Jordan Love ends up not being the pick that he should have and Rodgers wins the Super Bowl elsewhere, I can't bookmark and go after Jordan Love Nation because at that point he'll be deleted and onto a new account. So at least I have the balls when I have a take to put my name to it. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, so that's my problem right now, like this season, is there's a couple holes still on this team that I wanted to fill after giving up 300 yards in the NFC title game and after I had to shave my head and look like Edward Furlong in American History X for 3 months thinking that my hair was never going to grow back because I love this team so much that I bet my hair and my hard-earned money on them. And so I want to fix this team. And now, you know, they get off to this start and everybody's like, oh, you don't carry the G, man, G-Force. Where the hell were you guys last year when I was telling you this was a good football team and you guys were telling me that they were terrible and Rodgers was finished and LaFleur wasn't the right hire? You wanted Adam Gase. It's so easy for everybody just to make these fake accounts and be right all the time. But, like, that's why I'm not the biggest social media guy on the planet. Like, I do it because I have to. As soon as I get fired or, you know, whatever happens and I leave the industry, I'll probably get off social media and never return.
Yeah, me too, man. I hate it.
I like interacting with the people that I like on there, and I like talking sports, but, like, yeah, see, and I get it. I get why, like, if we tweet something out, like, people go at the station because, like, yeah, there's been some takes here, like Brad Stevens, you know, not as good of a coach as Tyronn Lue, or maybe wanting, like, Ben Simmons over Giannis. Those weren't my takes. Like, my takes are the Packers are a very, 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 very good football team, but injuries happen in the NFL. And if there's guys out there that can improve this depth, like, let's do it. Like, if Snacks Harrison's there, go after him, man. Go all in on somebody like that. Because if Kenny Clark goes down, which has happened this year, I don't trust Montrevious Adams. You know, if Devontae Adams goes down, sure, you could still beat the Vikings by using Aaron Jones in the passing game. But if Devontae Adams goes down, man, you know, give me somebody serviceable. Who the hell did they pick up yesterday? Seth Rollins?
Yeah, the Monday Night Messiah.
Seth Roberts. So, I think it's okay to, like, think, hey, this is a really good football team, but also, are they a great football team? Because as of right now, I'd argue they're not a great football team. I don't think there is a great football – you know who's a great football team? The Kansas City Chiefs, for example. They're the defending Super Bowl champions.
And they're a great football team, and they go out of their way to get better at positions they don't need. They didn't need Le'Veon Bell.
No, they have Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I can't even say his name today.
They don't need him.
No.
And they added him. The Buccaneers don't need Antonio Brown. And they added him. And the Packers have needs. And we've talked about Seth Roberts for like 30 minutes today.
Just like we did with Ryan Grant last year when I wanted a wide receiver. And everybody told me, you don't need a wide receiver. You don't need a wide receiver. They're 13 and 3.
We know when we're talking about it that we're wasting time talking about it because he's not going
to
play.
And then you get to the playoffs and, you know, Devontae was great against San Francisco, but then, like, he gets beat up and then you're throwing touchdown passes to Sternberger in the second half as a rookie when he didn't play all regular season long. I think it's okay to always want to improve. And, like, I think it's okay to root for the team the way you want to root for the team, man. Everything doesn't have to be, oh, this is the worst take ever. Oh, man, Horvat wants another wide receiver? What a terrible take. Didn't he see what Robert Tonyan did last week? Yeah, but he's doing it against Minnesota. And then we play Tampa Bay, and how many points did the Packers score against Tampa Bay?
If Robert
10.
Tonyan, I don't like, I'm doing
just
Tonyan.
Go back to Tonyan then.
Man. If Robert Tonyan runs a route, falls over, does a somersault, gets back up, catches a touchdown, I think that's more of an indictment on the defense than Robert Tonyan's the next George Kittle. So, yeah, we do have to remember about who we've been playing. 799-1250. Mike with his notes. What's up? We're going to call him Notebook Mike.
The longer I'm on hold, the more I got 3 pages for you.
3 pages
whatever
of notes?
You've written down.
I got really good news.
Share with us.
Go with the
I
news
watch
first.
The news 4 hours a day. You're not going to ever hear me say the C word or the P word.
Oh, yeah, please don't.
It's Whoa. Off the table. Sports. Now, know this. The Packers.
I think you mean coronavirus and pandemic, but I hope you mean the other two words.
No.
You said it, not me.
You guys are making me way too nervous.
The C word and the P word.
Off the table. Come on.
All right.
We know what's going on.
I know. Go ahead.
It's real.
Yep. What's up?
I don't know. I heard someone say it ain't real. Okay.
Back to your notes, Mike.
Yep. Yeah. We all know the Packers need a piece. I just don't think it's happening. Didn't they just sign a guy?
Yeah, he sucks, Mike.
Well, that's how they roll. Am I right?
Yes.
Well, you said the Ryan Grant.
Yeah. I'm talking about Ryan Grant 2.0, not the one that rushed for 1,000 yards.
Small market. Read my lips. Small market. This is not Dallas. We could start a GoFundMe page for a player.
It is interesting because the NBA and the Packers both are in leagues with salary caps. Meanwhile, the Brewers don't. They operate like a small market team, and it does seem like the Packers and the Bucks follow their lead even though there's no reason for them to.
What is the payroll of Tampa Bay? $28 million.
The Rays, yeah, it's about that.
They could force a Game 7 and win the World Series.
They better, or else I'm going to owe $28 million.
And my Rams, my surrogate team, looks good.
They look really good.
I think people sleep on them.
They shouldn't.
They rolled on the Bears. Now, so 10 games left. The roller coaster's halfway through. I want to hear some positive about the Packers.
Aaron Rodgers is the MVP of the league, in my opinion. They're going to win the Super Bowl. They are going to win the Super Bowl.
Jair Alexander is the best cornerback in the league.
Way to be positive.
They're going to win the Super Bowl. Mike, I got $100 on it.
Hey, go watch Dallas.
They're not going to win.
They're going through down there.
The Prep Bowl.
We got it good. And one last question. Do you either have a remote start?
Yeah, I do.
Rocks, eh?
I need it. I couldn't live without it.
Do you have bun warmers?
I do. I don't like those, actually. Maybe I'll do a podcast on that. I don't think you'd be interested in knowing why I don't like them.
It's a seat warmer, right?
Yeah, I like them sometimes, but, like, my wife leaves them. I don't know, man.
I can't live without it.
Really? I like the remote car starter. I need that.
Oh, yeah. All right. Any questions for me?
Where are you watching the game this Sunday?
Yeah, and are you tailgating?
What time's it on?
The Packers play at noon, and the Badgers
watch so I can hear everything, and I don't go to bars.
Yeah, me either.
I got a guy coming. We're going to get my motorcycle running after, so.
Oh, man.
That's where I'm at. Yeah, I got to sell it, though, because – my doctor told me not to ride it.
How I got a question. How do you feel about your Badgers now?
Life in the sea, right? Life in the sea. We're dealing with the problem. Could happen to anybody.
Appreciate you, Mike.
See, Mike.
Thanks, guys. You have a good one.
See, buddy.
Mike. I'm going to go notebook Mike.
I'm going to say note-taking Mike.
All right.
We got painter Mike. We got note-taking Mike. We got Mike and Mike.
Mike's the painter. Mike the painter. We haven't heard from today.
Mike and Mike. You know what? He is right, though. We do need to be, not us so much. See, you know what's weird?
And that was the Mike that takes notes of what to say.
Yeah.
So similar to Bobo on the Howard Stern show.
We're like, you threw me off with that. So remember last year? I think would you say that I was too positive with the Packers?
I
predicted them every week.
I can't. They won.
Yeah, I was right on them, but maybe I was too positive. And I'm really positive. I seriously do believe that they could win the Super Bowl. But I mean, up until we get to the playoffs, man, I want to continue to find ways to improve this team, or else we're just gonna sit here all day for 4 hours, like, man, played great. No complaints here. Well, Rodgers looked great.
I think the Packers are pretty
great.
I think they're pretty easy to figure out right now. They're going to beat the bad teams and lose to the good ones.
But they beat. See, we say that, but they beat you consider the Saints a good team still, right?
I do not.
Oh, stop.
The Saints are not as good as the Packers.
But they're a very good football team. They're 4-2.
Trust Drew Brees.
They got two losses this year. One of them was to they beat. Hey, how about this? You know who the Saints beat that the Packers didn't? Tampa Bay.
Great. So did the Bears. What do I care?
Yeah, but that was on Thursday Night Football. That don't count. in Tampa Bay, that one was week one when Tom Brady didn't even know half of the staff yet, so I guess that one shouldn't count either.
I mean, let's look at the schedule up to this point, and yeah. I'll tell you how I felt about every game.
All right.
The Packers, I told you they were going to win by double digits against the Vikings.
They did.
I was wrong. They only won by 9.
Okay. That
I wasn't
was
worried
that
about the Lions game. They doubled them up. I wasn't worried about the Saints. Yeah, they were down at halftime. They won. I wasn't worried about Atlanta. That's a 4-0 start. Tampa Bay, I was a little concerned about. They got blown out. Packers over the Texans was a no-brainer. Now you got the Vikings. That's a definite win. Then they're going to go to San Francisco. Now, they may be without Dante Pettis, which is actually huge. Or no, Deebo Samuel, which is actually huge because he does a ton of stuff out of the backfield.
Yeah.
But let's even chalk that up as a loss because the Niners have been playing very well. Then you've got Jacksonville, the Colts, the Bears, the Eagles. Win, 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 win. The Lions, the Panthers.
Whoa. The Colts? You're just giving a win over the Colts?
I don't know. Phillip Rivers did have our number last year. You're right about that.
Yeah, he picked them apart.
You got the Titans on Sunday Night Football. Let's say they lose that game. Titans are better than the Packers.
That's the Matt LaFleur Bowl.
And then the Bears. Okay, that's another win. Guess what your record is? 13-3. You're going to beat all the bad teams, lose to the good ones.
Man.
That puts you at a 13-3 clip because you're either the best of the bad teams or, more realistically, you're a good team, but you're right at the bottom of the good teams.
You're giving them a lot of wins that I'm not going to just pencil in or write. Or like, I know.
Maybe they lose another one of these games, but come
on. You think they're going to sweep the NFC North again this year? You don't think the Bears get them one time?
Did you watch the Bears last night?
It's just a hard team to figure out, though, because like you brought up, like I watched them a couple Thursday nights ago against Tampa Bay, beating up on Tom Brady, and then Tom Brady picks apart the Packers, and Ronald Jones runs all over them. So I just feel like the league, man. I don't like to overreact.
This league, man.
This league. This league. Hashtag this league.
This period league period.
But yeah, I don't like to just pencil in wins. I mean, every time you play Detroit, I'm nervous. The Lions always play the Packers good. My hot take of the day, I think the Lions sneak into the playoffs. And I think that they're going to play the Packers tough again. I mean, that's not really a hot take. They always do. They had a double-digit lead on them already this year.
We are going to take a look at every game in Week 7, and we're going to break it down. But we only have 60 seconds combined to do each game.
I get nervous when we do this.
We've never done it before.
You know, we kind of have. We tried to do this before, but I just couldn't do the minute thing.
No, the last time that we did this, it was the Packers bye week, and we spent like 20 minutes on each
game.
That's
what I mean.
Because there's nothing else to talk
that's
about.
That's what I mean. You give me 60 seconds. And
yeah, now pressure's on. That's next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.